What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Thursday, the 26th of March. I'm going to say it again. It's a video. It's a podcast. It's a lot of little videos. You'll have to find them wherever they can be found, but they're out there. Don't look if you can't be bothered, but I'm telling you, you're missing out on some gold from the past episodes. I've got to blow my own trumpet. Nobody else is, so... I've been stir crazy all day. I've been dying to speak to you lot. I've had nothing to do all day. Well, I have. I've had loads to do, but I didn't get any of it done. Like you lot, all working at home. Didn't get round to doing the fucking things that are most important, but I did loads of other stuff. Doesn't matter. Shit needs doing. Doesn't matter. It's, you know. But unfortunately, I was doing the stuff that don't bring any money in. That's my point. Anyway, what's the news? Charlie's got it. Prince Charles has got it. Well, he hasn't got it, but he's got it. He hasn't got it. You know, what I mean is he ain't got it, but he's got the virus. Don't know where he got it from. Only last week he was going around giving everybody the... He kept messing up, didn't he? He was giving everybody the... What's it called? The namaste instead of handshaking, but there was a couple of times where he accidentally went to handshake, so... But... He's in rooms full of people, so who knows where he got it from. I mean, if there's a room full of 20 people, I only watched something the other day, some kind of, I don't want to scare anybody, but it was a thing going around on Facebook showing how a room can be contaminated just by one person with a cold. And they did some fake snot and they put it under a fluorescent light afterwards. Where this snot had reached around a room when there was like five people at a dinner party. Let's put it this way. It looked like somebody had just fucking threw snot pies at everybody because it was all just splatted with the fluorescent moisture or whatever that they put on. So it gets around. There you go. That's cheered you up, hasn't it? Well, look. We're all doing social distancing, so we're one step ahead of that. But that room, there's a picture of Prince Charles there in a room with about 30 people, all proper enclosed like that. So, you know, just because we're all learning, but he's not unwell. He's doing pretty well, apparently. So they're all nervous now about the Queen and stuff. So depends on how quickly he wants to get to get the top job. He might be like... It might be fucking right. Can we stop? I'm off to South Island. Can we just stop off at Mum's first? I just want to drop off a little bit of a little something. No, we're jesting, but it just goes to show it's everybody's. It can be anywhere and everywhere. It could be anybody. But 80%, always remember, 80% of people will be fine. But 80% of people who are fine could be passing it on. So this is why we're doing this. This is why we're sitting here. I tell you what, it ain't the fucking art. It ain't the worst thing in the world, sitting around the house all day. Come on. I mean, there's only so much fucking shit TV you can watch. That's why you got to find this podcast and put this on, the video instead. Although I'm all right on the small phones. I don't think my big head is too clever on the big screen. I don't think my professional productions doesn't really carry on to a 4K super duper TV screen either. So just watch me on your phone or don't watch me at all. Where was it going? Oh, I had something else to say then. Gordon Ramsay sacked 500 staff. As soon as he sacked them, they all come out and said he treated them like shit. He sacked them with no pay. And then they've all said that he used to treat them like shit. That's pretty much standard, isn't it, with him? I would have thought. I mean, it's a good job, good name on your CV, but you've seen the way he talks to people. He talks to him like, I wouldn't want to work for him. I don't think I could contain myself. He's like, I don't know if is he like that just for the TV? He's got to be like that in real life, hasn't he? Kitchens are like one of the worst places to work if somebody's putting you under that pressure. It's the only place you can get away with bullying your staff, screaming at them. And I bet you get some fucking snot on you in one of his rants. Imagine if he had coronavirus, he'd give it to everybody in the room in one talk. He'd just fucking blast it out. That's it. Everybody's got coronavirus. So anyway, shame that he's not paying them all. again, anybody that does that, they're just going to get like, and everyone's saying he has, you know, he's fucking minted 1 million of his money. He's got about 160 odd million. 1 million, not even a million would cover that, and it gives keeps his good name. Under these times, you're doing more damage to your business by fucking, you know, suck it up, do the right thing, and then everybody's happy, and then everyone's going to flock to your restaurant and fucking go, you know what, he did a good deed when everybody was in this shit. But unfortunately, people are like, oh, it's money, if I want my money. One day I'll be like that, but unfortunately, while I've got no money, I'm going to call out the fucking arseholes that are doing shit like that. And then someday somebody can call me out. It's never going to happen, so we're all good. We're safe. What's it called? Donald Trump is saying, he's just coming out with a load of crap, and he's saying he's opening America by Easter. He's fucking, he's crazy, but he's also been saying that that everybody, they've got everything under control, everybody's got all the equipment that everybody needs, and then there was pictures of nurses in a New York hospital. It must be a poor New York hospital, because they're all fucking walking around with bin bags on. They've all got, that's their protection, they've got like garbage bags, bin bags. And you know, they were smiling and fucking, you know, taking the photo, but they're just highlighting what the shit they have to deal with. So that just goes to show that you know, unless people call it out, hopefully that photo, people call it out, because I think Public Enemy put it on. He got to Chuck D or something or whatever, and he's put the photo up in a bin bag. You know the way you would go around like on Halloween, and you just got like you haven't got a fucking costume, and it's the last you're thinking, how can I want to go to that fancy dress party, but I've left it till the last minute. And you just end up going with a bin bag on, and fucking you're adding a pumpkin or some shit like that. There's a last minute fucking costume. That's what they look like. You know, it's funny, but it ain't funny, is it? Because they're going to catch it. They're going to catch it because bin bags are not fucking... Has anybody tested? Does anybody know? Can we... anybody know if bin bags are safe? Because if they are, I'm about to walk around the shop with one on, because I ain't got no face mask or anything either. I said we've got to make do with what's in the house. But I bet you fucking 99% out of 100 that they're not safe. So, yeah. Anyhow, I've got more stuff on that page. What's that? By the way, the average person, a sexologist has said that this might be good for you while you're sitting at home, especially if you're home alone. Well, home alone or with a group of people, whoever's in your house. Orgasms kill coronavirus, according to a sexologist. And her reasons for that were because a lot of old people are dying and they don't have orgasms. That's a reasoning. So that's not very fucking, that's not science. That's just coming out of one person's fucking stupid brain. So don't take that one on board. I'm sure there's plenty of fucking old people that are still getting up to it and having a great old time. That doesn't mean they're not going to fucking, it's got no bearing on the coronavirus. In fact, you know, they're probably having a better time than fucking I am at the moment, because I'm here by myself. Oh, poor bastard. I know, but that's why I've got time to do these podcasts. So don't sweat all these videos. We're all linked up some way or another. They're all opening virtual pubs. So at the moment, fucking there's no reason to ever go back out of the house. The pubs are all got set up. You have a drink. Someone's just invited me to a birthday party on Sunday via a video link. They said, make sure you've got a drink and that ready. And we're all going to hook up by the phone, by the thing. Saves getting a taxi home, doesn't it, at the end of the day? But again, I don't think I'm going to be hooking up with anybody at that rate. The average person swallows plastic. The average person swallows plastic equivalent to a credit card every week. Or some people swallow the amount that's on the credit card in a week as well. If they're like the fucking, you know, Deliveroo and the takeaways and like the big fat fucking sitting in front of the TV, they'll be eating their credit cards over the next 2 or 3 weeks. They'll be chucking into it. If you can't cook and you're stuck in this home, I've seen Deliveroos delivering all day long, sometimes 3 times to one house. And not that they need it, they're perfectly healthy people. They're just like, obviously got more money, so that's all right. I'm cooking the cheap eats. I'm on the fucking, you know, I'm just going through the. I've got plenty in the cupboard. I just don't want to be going to the supermarket too many times. That's the new fucking risky place, isn't it? The supermarket. So I want to go in. Although they are doing the social distancing now. I saw it. I did actually try and go today, but there was like a massive queue, and I didn't need enough to bother standing in the queue. But it's good that they're doing it because it's fucking like a free for all in there. Everyone's like, you're trying to like, you know, I'm moonwalking away from all the other customers. As soon as I walk that way and they start coming back this way because they've missed something up the aisle, I'm like moonwalking back the other way and doing a spin. Everyone's Michael Jackson in around the supermarket. Keep away from each other. It's like one of a video game, like Pac-Man. You know, everyone's like fucking trying to dodge. So it's good because the staff need it, don't they? The staff are like in the Tesco's. They didn't have no fucking protective gear on and stuff, but I think they've sorted all that out now. We're all learning. What's the other thing? Olympics has been postponed. The Olympics is, again, because all the athletes are going to be fat by then, aren't they? They're just sitting in their house. They wouldn't. But the swimmers, they ain't going to be swimming in the bath, are they? They're going to practice. They've got no chance. By the time they come, they're just going to be like, you know, overweight, they ain't going to have the motivation, are they? So they're just going, and the pisser is that they're probably right near their peak now because they've just trained for 3 years. So they're having to fucking train for an extra year. I bet they've been giving it their all for 3 years. So it's a shame, yeah. But at the same time, they're going to have a little holiday in between, can't they? Fucking do their, get other pizzas and everything. They'll still be, they're fit, aren't they? So we'll all be on the online videos doing all the fucking, what's it called? Mr. Motivator's back. I told you, I said the other day, why doesn't he come back? He must have watched one of my videos because he's back. He's coming back onto the telly. I don't know where he's coming, but you have to check him out. That was about fucking 30 years ago when he was doing that. 40 years ago even. So he's probably going to be doing it for the oldies. He'd be like going, oh, he probably can't even, like, is he still in, he's probably still in tip-top shape. I bet you he doesn't look a fucking blind bit of difference to what he did 40 years ago. And then all you fatties will be going, why didn't I start doing these classes or keep them up? I could still look like him. Instead, here I am, big fatty on the sofa. But you're never too late. You can pick him up now. This guy's got a good idea. He's a runner. He's been running around the parks in London. You know, like you got the Fitbits, and you can like you can map your journey. It's crazy. I'm going to come up with one of these ideas once. Well, I've come up with it, and this is podcasting. You don't make no money. I don't know whether this makes him any money, but it's definitely got him in the paper. Maybe something that I say that is going to be upset somebody, that's going to get me in the paper. But he's been making his runs shaped like animals. So he's mapped out where he's going to run. And then he's ran it, and where your Fitbit tells you where you've ran, it's drawn an animal. So he's like he's done like one that's the shape of a fish, a horse, a rat, a giraffe, and well, the fuck knows what them two are. I think he's missed a couple. He's gone up the wrong road on a couple of them, but still they're good, and it's a clever idea, and he's getting fit at the same time. So creativity, no. It's not just stuck in your four walls because you can get out. You can go out for a run, can't you? We can all still get out just for a little bit. You can't flout it, though. I went out to the shops today and I went out to the run. And I could feel the curtains twitching in my road as if to say, like, I was taking the piss. He's been out twice today. But I went to the shops. That just wasn't my fault that the shop was, what's it called? It was fucking right round the corner. I had to bloody not bother getting what I needed, so. But it's good. I support the social distancing. I just need to give myself time to queue. Netflix are going to be paying Little Britain £3 million to come back and create some new episodes. So, fucking nice, man. Have they heard about me yet? I tell you what, if you're listening, make sure you pass on my details to Netflix. Say, have you heard about Wayne Lawrence? He's got this podcast and video. It's a video first, podcast second, anyway. He's got these videos and podcasts. Get in touch with him because he'll do it for a fraction of that, £3 million. I'll tell you what, a tenth of that and I'll be sitting here with a sombrero hat on, with a pina colada and a picture of Mexico or something, Acapulco there, because I can't go there, but I'd be sitting here with all that, like I've just made it for a tenth of that. So get in touch. I'm cheap. It's all got to start somewhere. Where are we going? Oh, I've lost me place here. It's all stuck. Doctors have reversed. Doctors can rewind time. Apparently, the new drug they've got is going to reverse aging. We might need that. We might be able to get these 3 weeks back. If everybody takes that, then that saved the economy situation, wouldn't it? If we're all stuck indoors for 3 months, then we can all reverse it, and then we can all go back to where we was. But obviously, it's bullshit. So it'd be good if it was. We all could be all the Benjamin Buttons. I reverse time all the time because I get stupider as I get older, so it's no problem. And as I get older, I'm that scared of getting older that I act younger and act more of a prat. Like, absolutely fabulous. So as long as you do that, you've been old, are you? You're only old if you fucking act it and dress it and just become it. Never let, no chance. Next thing you know, who knows? Who knows when you're going to give up? Don't give up. Never give in. I tell you what, this is going to be a new lease of life for it. A few people are going to go, what, you know what? I don't want that job back. I'm happy. I've just found a new way of making money online. There's always of turning a book. Anyway, I was going to read that, but I can't. There's a drug. Anyway, multiple human cells can rejuvenate multiple human cell types. Researchers now hope to create new groundbreaking drugs to battle age-related diseases. That's good. I mean, I thought they were just doing it just for that. I think, fucking hell, can't you focus on something more serious, like this virus, instead of focusing on how can we get somebody to reverse their ageing? But it's good if it's for diseases. They're going to have a cure for this soon, so it's a waiting game. It's coming. Star Trek legend William Shatner is ready to date again. He's 90. He's back out on the dating scene. He don't give up, does he? He's 40. They told you. You think you're giving it that age? He's probably like thinking, you know, I'm fucking back out in the clubs and that, back in the bars and whatever, on the pool. He's William Shatner. He's bound to get a pool. He's probably do better than any of us. And he's one of the fun-loving guys in Hollywood. Fourth wife has just left him. So she's probably got a different opinion of him, I'm sure. But anyway, there you go. He's got a fucking... he's got to enjoy time that he's got left. He might be one of these ones, take that drug, go back a few years. He can go back to, what's it called? Get back on all the way back to the Star Trek days. It's not going to be the same without Dr. Spock, obviously. A letter written... Oh, no, I'm not going to read that one. Air pollution in some UK cities has plummeted. I told you, the air pollution's gone down. Hopefully that'll do something to the virus. Once the air pollution's gone and the sunlight comes in even more, because they say sunlight is a disinfectant. That pandemic from 1918, the Spanish flu, they said that a lot of the people who were ill during that period were healed a lot quicker by being put out in the sunshine. So who knows? But it's a ray of hope, isn't it? Literally. Right, I'm going to finish up on something. I've got these all out of order. And I've lost my place. But there's an MOT break. Happy days, everybody who's got a car, who can't even get to their car or use their car at the minute. There's going to be a six-month MOT holiday on cars, vans and cars, motorbikes and vans. I'd be happy about that, but my van got nicked a few months ago. A month ago, should I say. So that's no good to me. But at the same time, I'm happy for when I've got to buy a new one very, very soon. And I'll be happy that there's a... If I get one with a one-month holiday, MOT on it, it means I get 7 months, doesn't it? So it's all welcome at the moment, isn't it? And we've got, hopefully there's some, what's it called? There's something for the self-employed coming on today. So if anybody's self-employed, they're going to be talking about that later on. Also, everyone's going to be clapping for the nurses at 8 o'clock. out your window. So we're all going to be look mental looking out the window clapping. But it's all good because show support, doesn't it, for the NHS. Right, I think I'm going to leave it on that one. Hopefully you've enjoyed it. I'll see you again tomorrow. Bye.